Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I woke up on the wrong side of the bed one morning to what sounded like raccoons digging through my trash can. I armed myself with a broomstick and ran outside in my pajamas, but when I got there, whatever it was had already run off. They left my trash can knocked over, with all the bags split open, and there was trash strewn all over the place. That certainly didn't put me in a good mood, but I had to pick it up as quickly as I could. I had a double shift at work that day, noon to close. Had to get a shower and everything too, because a Hooters girl doesn't earn tips if she smells like trash. My whole day at work was awful. We had more creeps in the restaurant than usual, which is saying something. Many, many hungry eyes were waiting for me. The nastiest creeps too, relentless and persistent, and most were too broke to tip me more than a few quarters. But the worst part was, Carl, the fry cook who was working the same shift as me, stared at me more than any customer, with these sad, pathetic eyes. I couldn't even catch a break in the kitchen. Carl was one of the most obese men I've ever seen. His gut was so large he struggled to reach past it to flip the patties on the griddle. He never seemed to clean his work clothes either, because there wasn't a spot left on his apron that didn't have a weeks-old grease stain on it. You'd expect a guy like him to smack 3 orders of food on his lunch breaks, but he never had the time to eat at work. He was always frantically writing in his worn-out notebook during his breaks, glancing up at me whenever I was around like he knew I was going to pass by. He never stopped scribbling until it was time for him to go back to grilling. Slowly but surely, the hours passed, and the restaurant finally closed for the night. All that was left was to clean up and lock up before leaving. Pretty soon, Carl and I were the only ones left. I thoroughly mopped the restaurant floor to avoid him as he cleaned the kitchen. The last place left was the men's bathroom. I always save it for last. It's kind of a vile place. I took a deep breath before entering the stench within, and started mopping underneath the urinals.
I swear, they intentionally piss on the floor.
Just to add on to the terrible day I was having, I started hearing suspicious noises again, rustling from the handicap stall, like someone was scraping their feet on the floor. I shoved the mop into the bucket and yelled impatiently,
"Is someone still in here? We're closed."
No answer. I walked up to the handicap stall and tried to look inside, but the door was locked.
"Whoever's in there, you have to leave. We're closed for the night."
I started banging on the door, letting out all the frustrations of the day. I gave up not very long after. I was getting tired of this. Then, I heard footsteps from the other side and saw a pair of muddy shoes beneath the door. I jolted back right as the door flew open, revealing a man who looked like he'd lived in a swamp his whole life and had starved for most of it. I recognized him as a customer from earlier in the day.
"It's nice to see you're in such a rush to see me again, baby doll, but you don't have to worry. We're alone now. We've got lots of time."
I grabbed the mop for a lack of a better weapon of defense, waving the dripping mess of tangled, filth-soaked cloth in his face.
Moro Casino,
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Forget all that. We're closed. Get out of here.
That's not going to stop me, sweetheart.
He grabbed the head of the mop and yanked it out of my hands in a flash.
I'm not leaving here without you by my side. Why don't you come over to my place for the night?
Beat it, creep.
Oh, you've got attitude, don't you? Don't worry. I'll take care of that.
I made a break for the door, but he lunged at me and grabbed my arm. I screamed.
Carl!
We struggled for a moment before the fry cook finally burst into the bathroom. I'd never been so glad to see him in my life. Carl took the creep by the shoulders and ripped him away from me like a rag doll. Carl slammed the creep against the wall and pinned him up.
What's going on here?
He's a creep, Carl. Throw him out already.
It's just a misunderstanding, sir.
Carl stared him down for an uncomfortable length of time. Then he whispered something in the creep's ear that I couldn't make out. The creep nodded readily. Then Carl set him down. Immediately, it seemed like all the tension had been diffused. The creep smiled non-offensively, then calmly walked out and left the store.
How did you do that without roughing him up?
Carl grinned from ear to ear like a big goof. I just told him what would happen.
Well, thank you very much, Carl. I appreciate it.
You're always welcome, Selena. I picked up the mop again, wanting to just finish closing so I could finally go home. But Carl lingered.
Hey, since I saved you and all, do you think you'd like to go out on a date with me?
Not the time, Carl. Not the time.
That's okay. I'll find a good time.
Then, he left, thankfully, and I got back to mopping. When I finally got home that night, I was utterly exhausted. I was seriously thinking of quitting Hooters. The meager tips didn't make up for all the interactions with sickos and freaks, and they were starting to make me paranoid. I changed back into my pajamas, made some hot chocolate, and got comfortable on the couch to binge watch my favorite show. All in an effort to just calm down and unwind from the events of the day. Too bad I didn't have any roommates I could vent to. It wasn't long before my moment of peace was ruined. I heard something rummaging through my trash can again. I didn't bother getting anything to chase them off this time. I figured my screams of rage would be enough to scare anything away. But when I opened my door, it wasn't a raccoon. It was the same creep from before, holding my trash can over his head and dumping everything onto the ground. When he saw me, he threw the empty can at me. I stumbled back through the doorway in a daze.
What the?
I told you, didn't I? You should have gone home with me, and none of this would have happened.
He stepped into my home, undaunted. He laughed maniacally and inched his way closer to me. My mind raced. What should I do? Should I get a knife? Should I scream? I tripped and fell to the ground, crawling backwards towards the kitchen where I could maybe get a proper weapon to defend myself. But then, another silhouette appeared behind the creep, swallowing him in the shadows. Then socked him in the back of the skull. The creep clambered forward and looked back in shock.
Why'd you... This wasn't part of the deal!
I then realized who it was. It was Carl. He approached the creep without a word and grabbed him by the neck. Carl relentlessly pummeled the creep with his fists. There was no contest. Carl was a super heavyweight in a no-holds-barred cage match with a featherweight stickman. I watched in absolute shock as Carl let loose until the creep was totally limp. Carl then finally let him go, and just by the sound of the body made as it collided with the floor, I knew that Carl had beaten him to death. Carl then turned to me, his face half lit by the street lights shining through the wide open door. "Will you go on a date with me now?"
What? No! Carl! What have you done?
I climbed to my feet, ready to outrun him if I needed to. What have I done? Really, I saved you twice. Is that not good enough for you? I know everything about you. What do you know about me? He said this while grabbing his notebook out from his pocket. He darted it to me while waiting for a response. I didn't take my eyes off Carl when I reached down slowly for the notebook. Suddenly, I realized why he was always writing in it. He was writing about me. He recorded my every movement, my habits, everyone I talked to. Did he really tell that guy to show up just so he could act like my knight? You better understand. I'm not leaving here without you by my side.
About several years ago, I used to work at an engineering firm where I would get carpal tunnel from typing on the keyboard all day. It was currently a Friday, so I figured I'd treat myself to a beer after my shift was done. Figured I could get hammered for a change, instead of heading home to an empty house with no female companionship. During my lunch break, I remember Googling any nearby pub and bar to go to. I came across a Hooters that was located about 15 minutes away by vehicle. I had previously been to many Hooters in the past and always found it quite charming, to say the least. If I had to describe it, I would say it was like your ordinary sports bar, accompanied by some of the finest girls who wore their distinctive Hooters attire, of course with the orange shorts. Like I said before, I had been to many Hooters venues in the past, so going to this new location was really refreshing. As I made my arrival, it was roughly evening time, which meant that the place was probably hoarded with customers. I pushed open the front doors and saw exactly what I had anticipated. A bunch of attractive Hooters waitresses and a bunch of men flirting with them who were old enough to be the girls' fathers. I made my way across the bar while slowly glancing at the array of bottles behind this attractive bartender. I casually leaned against the bar as she approaches me saying,
"What you drinking today, big guy?"
"Rum and Coke, please." The waitress then begins whipping up the concoction while staring across the bar at someone. At first, I couldn't tell exactly what she was looking at, but then I saw a rather large gentleman sitting at a table alone, making direct eye contact with her. If I had to describe the man...
"Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino."
I would say he was in his late 40s and had a beer gut hanging onto his lap. I assumed he was just some creep who had a crush on the bartender. As the Hooters lady began serving my drink, I nosily asked her, "Hey, is everything okay?"
"Not really. That weirdo across the room keeps looking at me."
"He's probably just a big fan of your drinks."
"Yeah. Not to mention, there's been a rumor circulating around town. Hooters girls have gone missing.
What? Are you freaking kidding me?
Hey, make me a beer, lady.
Get someone else to do it. I'm about to clock out, pal.
Make me a beer, or else I'm telling your boss your shorts are tight enough to see you.
Leave her alone now!
About 5 minutes after that bizarre encounter, I felt obligated to escort the lady outside the parking lot, and even went as far as to offer her a lift. The lady took me up on my offer as she wanted to avoid further confrontation with any creeps lurking in the night. As I drove down the street, I began striking up a decent conversation with the lady. Everything was pretty swell till she asked,
"So, where are you heading after?"
"What do you mean?"
"Like, after you drop me off, are you heading home?"
"Who says you're heading home?"
"What?"
"You know, you should really be more careful before getting into a stranger's car. After all, Hooters waitresses have been disappearing, haven't they?"
"No! No, stop! Stop! Somebody help me! No!"
This is a story I must tell for the sake of my own conscience, and for the sake of anyone who thinks it's harmless to hit on a Hooters girl. For my own protection, I'll go by Lola for the purpose of this story. I had a brief stint as a waitress at a Hooters in the Deep South, and I am now stricken with paralyzing fear at the mere sight of a Hooters, or even a moderately attractive woman in a tank top and short shorts. I needed a job. And at the time, I didn't care if it meant getting gawked at by hungry creeps. Waiting tables at Hooters was better than stripping, though it didn't pay as well. Things started out fine. I was scheduled for the slow hours on the off days, and I thought I was handling it pretty well. The routine was simple. Take the customer's greasy orders, giggle and smile at whatever they say, then collect your tips. Week two was when things took a turn. My manager, whom we'll call Shannon, tasked me with waiting on a regular, whom we'll call Clayton. Immediately, I knew that there was something off about this guy. He sat alone, slouched at a high top in the back corner, underneath a burnt-out light bulb. Even from that distance, he was staring dead at me with piercing, sullen eyes. Nonetheless, I got to it. Those tips don't earn themselves. But once I got close, I started to doubt if he'd even have the cash for the check. He looked like a bum, about to part from the land of the living, and his stench preceded him. I pushed through it. I wouldn't get reprimanded over this guy. I began with the trademark hospitality.
"Welcome to Hooters, darling. Would you like to start with a drink?"
"I'll have a tall glass of you."
"Oh, come on. You're a regular. You know better than that."
Clayton then gave me a taste of his wretched halitosis, leaning in far too close for comfort. "How do you know I'm a regular here? I haven't seen you around. Them other girls been talking about me, huh? They tell you how good I am with women?"
"They're just showing me the ropes, dearie. You ready for that drink yet?"
"Huh. Playing hard to get, I see. Yeah, whatever. I'll have a cup from your freshest pot of coffee, and make sure it's fresh."
"Sure thing. And are you ready for an app or an entree? Or do you need another minute?"
"I'm ready for my meal." I wanted to speed things up so I could get away for some fresh air.
"What will it be?"
"I'll have a sloppy feast between them cheeks."
"Ugh."
I was nearly fed up. I turned away to storm off. "Hold on there, sweet cheeks. Get me a burger. Shannon knows just how I like it."
"Hamburger. Got it."
As I finally walked away, I thought I'd get a break. But then he slapped my butt.
"Jerk!"
I thought.
"You just crossed a hard line, bucko."
I marched up to the bar where my manager was pouring a pint.
"Shannon, I've made a mistake. I'm putting..."
Shannon hushed me. The customers were always eavesdropping, after all.
"Now hold on, sweetie."
She leaned over the bar and whispered into my ear.
"I know what you're going through. Since you've done so well so far, I'll go ahead and forgive your little outburst. In return, Because I'm such a nice gal, I'm gonna let you in on our little secret for handling our more unsavory patrons. I just need a favor from you. There's a shed behind the restaurant. I need you to invite our nuisance back there for a little private session. You feel me? Shannon, I will not. I said, do you feel me?
I should have quit right then and there. I should have just bolted out the door and never looked back. Unfortunately, my bank account wouldn't let me walk out just yet. I sighed and obliged, returning to Clayton's table. Getting him to follow me was a breeze. At the mere suggestion of a close encounter with yours truly, he hopped off his stool and shadowed me like a dog. I could almost hear him panting behind me. I'm not gonna lie, I felt pretty powerful in that moment, having such complete control over this fool. Still, I was trembling internally about what laid ahead. My guess was as good as yours. I was hoping there'd be muscle waiting at the back door to beat him into a pulp and teach him a lesson. But when we got out and there was nothing but an open field to greet us, that hope vanished. Since battery was literally my best case scenario, I was having serious regrets about going along with this. I swallowed my fear and continued to the dilapidated shed where Shannon waited for us with a keychain in hand. So this is the Love Shack, huh? Looks just like the place I had a threesome back in 93.
I'm sure it does, Clayton.
Shannon was still placating him. Then, she unfastened the padlock and yanked the chain off the barn door, pulling it open with one slow, creaking motion. It was broad daylight outside, but the interior of the shed was engulfed in shadow. A smell like spoiled beef wafted outward, but Clayton did not take heed. He grabbed my hand and pulled me into it. Deep into the dark, I wriggled free of Clayton's grasp and waited anxiously for my eyes to adjust. Sounds unfolded all around me. The rummaging of Clayton undressing, the door squealing shut, wicked giggling, footsteps. Then, Shannon turned on the light. In that moment, Clayton and I suddenly related on something. Utter shock as we took in our new surroundings. This was no ordinary shed. A single old-timey light bulb hung from a chain, casting a sinister orange glow on the shelves, cluttered with human bones, rotting guts.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
And the tools of torture. Everything was coated in blood splattered from barbaric wounds. Dried urine spilt by victims who couldn't hold it in with all their fright. And so much other filth I don't even want to mention. In the center of it all was an examination chair straight out of a psych ward, complete with the add-ons of a demented sadist. That room. I see it in my nightmares every single night. Poor Clayton didn't even have time to run for the door. I watched in terror as Shannon clubbed him over the head with a meat tenderizer, sending his half-nakedness clattering to the squalid ground. Shannon heaved him up with surprising strength, fastening his body into the torture chair with death-stained leather straps strangling all his pressure points.
Now do you see, Lola?
Shannon stared into my soul with eyes of pure lunacy.
This is how we handle the stress brought on by waste of flesh like him.
I had no words. Shannon still held the meat tenderizer with white knuckles in one hand, holding out a rusty chef's knife in the other.
Would you like to make the first cut?
I stuttered like an idiot.
What?
Suddenly, Clayton came to.
Don't do this! I'm a cop! You'll rot for this!
Shannon struck him in the face with the tenderizer multiple times, turning his face into a mess like a bloody waffle.
I can't believe I forgot to gag you.
Shannon went searching through the shelves for a diseased cloth to shove in his mouth. While she had her back turned, I saw my opening and burst out of the door. I fled from my life, sprinting with more speed and stamina than I'd ever mustered before. I wasn't about to get involved in this demonic release, and I wasn't about to meet the fate of a brainless horror film floozy. I wasn't feeling the generosity of heroism or responsibility. I entered unconditional self-preservation mode and skipped town. I left everything behind. Since then, I've changed my name, my hair, my whole wardrobe, and moved to an entirely different region of the United States. I've tried as hard as I can to forget about everything I saw and keep myself from the crosshairs of the law and that honking hooter serial killer. As far as I'm concerned, they all deserve to be abandoned to their fates. I just can't move on. That's why I'm putting this story out into the world, in the hopes that people on the edge of catastrophe will hear this and think twice. If you value your life whatsoever, for God's sake, don't hit on the waitress.
Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.